Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch has the floor. It is his segment. Mitch, as Kent Karma would say, take away.
There we go. Nine and Dime podcast. It's coming to us from the Los Angeles Rams YouTube channel with Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp. They had another receiver, Puka Nacua, on this week, and Puka making a bold claim that he could go from the Shield to the Association.
I think it would be so easy to transition from the NFL to the NBA, like night and like less than 3 months, coach, probably like 3 to 6 months. I truly believe that I could transition to play a point guard or a shooting guard for one of the 32 teams that are in the NBA. If we go to the Detroit Pistons, like if that's like if I know that's where I'm going, coach,
depends on the team.
Yeah, you're gonna play me 15 minutes.
I got it.
If I go to the Lakers, like, no, I'm gonna be the 15th man. Like when we go 72-9, like I'll play the last game of the season.
Didn't we just do this like over the summer? Was it Austin Rivers that said he thinks the transition to the NFL is like easy for an NBA player, but it's not as easy for an NFL player to go to the NBA? Am I right about that?
Yeah, something like that.
He said that you could take 30 players in the NBA
and put them in the NFL.
Yes, but you can't
do
the opposite.
You can't do the same with the NFL to the NBA.
Yes.
I think this is interesting. So it's funny because I know Miles is a big NBA guy. That whole thing with Austin Rivers' comments, that came out like during the summer and like right before training camp. And I remember I asked Miles about it, and he said he thought he could do it, but he also said, like, I understand where he's coming from. Like, the NBA, people think it's like so easy, but he was like, but it's not that easy to like go out there and do everything that they do on a nightly basis and be able to be efficient as a player.
Stop. People need to stop with this, man. It's all cap. I played baseball, basketball, and football in high school, and it takes a completely different skill set. I always tell people this. I played both ways, never came off the field. When basketball season came, we were just talking about just going from one season to the other, I was dying. I could not breathe. And I'm like, this is my end shape. Basketball is consistent motion, it's consistent jumping, it's consistent plyometric. Yeah. You gotta guard people that are smaller than you running off screens.
The other thing, Puka Nacua is 6'2". He's 6'2".
We're over here talking about the smallest backcourt in the NBA.
And Donovan's 6'3".
Yeah, that was the next point I was going to make was I think the height part of this is the biggest equation because these guys are like, oh, I can go do this. But like especially how the NBA's changed, who in the NFL is stopping Wemby?
We look at Miles and go, okay, maybe Miles could do it because we've seen him play pickup games and stuff. And body-wise, he is a giant on the football field, but he's still
6'5".
But it's funny you say that because it's like Miles is like –
short.
A freak of nature. But like I'm saying, like physically, he could probably do it because he's a freak of nature athlete. There's only so many people that we even put on the same stratosphere as Myles Garrett in football as being that type of athlete.
I remember I met Kyrie Irving the first time when he was a rookie. And I remember looking at him on TV and going, that guy is the same height as me. And then we got to do an interview with him and I stood beside him. And he is not, in fact, the same height as me. And I feel like I'm a pretty good averaged 5'11", and well, I'm 6 foot in these shoes, but like,
yeah,
people don't realize.
There's a reason why those undersized guys aren't really in the NBA.
People don't realize, like, come on, man, look how big Luka is. Look,
who's defending that?
Like, come on, bro. Like, Ben Simmons is like 6'10".
These guys play one play, then catch their breath for 40 seconds, and then play another play.
LeBron is 6'8". That just to put in perspective, he weighs comparable to what Myles Garrett is weighing. He's 3 to 4 inches taller.
It's crazy.
And has a and at his prime had a 40-inch vertical, 45 inches. What are you talking about, Puka Nacua? You're barely running away from people on the football field. What are you talking about? You got to get you 3 more years on for the Rams before you start talking reckless. This is reckless.
I was
going
to say, Puka's been talking a lot more this year.
He did punch a guy in the helmet.
1 year in the league, and he's like, I've heard him talk a lot more this year than I ever heard him talk. I didn't even know what his voice sounded like until this year.
You would get the business, bro. And guys, by the way, if you want to see how good professional basketball players are, go Google professional basketball players versus women or versus regular rec guys. They're not missing.
No.
They don't miss. No. Good. Good. That's good too. That's good. Shot hand good. Step back good. Reverse ring around the rosy. It's good. Yeah,
it's
no rim.
Good. Real quick here. Josh and Berea, you got like 30 seconds.
Well, I'll just change my topic. My point is, yeah, I agree with you guys. These NFL players thinking they can play in the NBA is ridiculous. Like, put it in perspective this way, too. Watch these guys' warm-up videos or training videos in the summer. Darius Garland has 3 dudes on him, and he's just running around making floaters. And it's like, man, I can't even get out of bed and do this stuff. And I play football, and I know a lot of dudes who play football think they can play basketball, and they would face some little, like, white dude, and they get scored on easy. Easy money. And it's like, what that guy? What is he? Oh, he's third string on Strongsville basketball. That's what he is. You just got cooked by him. Go back on the line, and let's just relax here. These are supreme athletes. All right,
Josh, appreciate the call, man. Yeah, good stuff. That was well said. That's a good way to end the show.
From Strongsville.
G, real quick, Cavs get to 10-0.
Yeah, easy money tonight.
All right,
easy money.
I agree. 10-0.
10-0.
They beat the Warriors tonight.
That's
big. Thanks to Danny Cunningham. Big thanks to Leroy Horde, for Mitch, for Owen, for G Bush. I'm Spencer German. It's been a fun Friday together.
Don't you blow off Tallboy Friday, Spencer? You better say Tallboy Friday.
Have a great, wonderful, amazing Tallboy Friday. I think Ken and Lamar are off again Monday, but I'll be here in the afternoon. I don't know what else is playing out from there, but thanks for listening, guys. Have a great weekend.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.